Netflix rolled out yet another new original series this weekend. It's called Gypsy, and it tells the story of a psychologist who starts meddling in the lives of her patients.
Underneath the suits, behind closed doors, we're all ruled by the same desires. And those desires can be raw and dark and deeply shameful. The more you watch someone, the more you realize we are never really who we say we are.
That is creepy. And it's Oscar nominee Naomi Watts as Jean, the main character. The show has got high production values and great casting. Even so, critics are already calling Gypsy the worst new TV show of the summertime. How does this happen, Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic? I don't understand how a show that has such an investment in the cast and obviously in production values can be so bad.
Yeah, boring, slow, obvious. I mean, that voiceover kind of summed it all up. You know, it's very enticing and sounds very interesting. But in the end, when you sort of think about what she said, of course we know that. People aren't what they say they are when they present themselves.
It doesn't take a psychologist to tell us that.
No, we don't need a highly paid psychologist to tell us that. So basically, this show is about a therapist who decides to spice up her very sort of constricted upper middle class life by meddling in the lives of her patients, by getting involved with the ex-girlfriend of a guy who's sort of dealing with a breakup, by befriending the daughter of a woman that she's counseling who has trouble with control issues and boundary issues, by finding these people who are sort of satellites and involved in the lives of the patients that she's counseling to sort of find out if they're really telling her the truth when they're in the therapist's office, and also to get a little thrill out of telling lies and presenting herself as a different person. That all sounds very interesting, which is why it's so surprising that it's so boring. And she's married to this guy who's played by Billy Crudup. She starts a relationship outside of their marriage, and he begins to figure it out. And here's a conversation where they're on a date, and they start to talk about infidelity, and you get the sense that maybe he knows something's going on. Let's check it out.
Do you think I'd know if you were having an affair?
Well, I would never. I can't keep anything from you, so I think you're safe.
One look at your face and I'd know everything.
Yeah. What about me? Do you think I would know?
I think you'd probably pretend for a while, and then you'd have one conversation with me, and then just leave.
That's a very specific response.
And that is kind of a boring conversation about something that should be really interesting. And that is pretty much the problem of the show in a nutshell. I think they just got too much time. It's a 10-episode series. And frankly, if they had made a 2.5-hour movie, I think they could have done something that was really interesting and taut and compelling. But when you stretch it out over that many episodes, it's just not happening.
So some critics blame the streaming model of Netflix for the failure. But what about that idea that storylines would not be allowed to ramble if episodes were released week to week instead of all at once? What do you make of that?
I don't think the problem is that because they're dropping all the episodes at once, they don't feel any need to discipline their writing. I think the problem is that they took a story that should have been a 2-hour movie and they made it into a series.
So it's not enjoyed critical success after its premiere anyway. But Gypsy does stand out for featuring female talent. It's created by and written by and largely produced, in fact, by women. It's got a female anti-hero as the lead role, Naomi Watts. Is there something to be said about that in the male-dominated world of TV?
For sure. First of all, Naomi Watts is sort of the bright spot of this show. If you're a fan of hers, you might enjoy the series just because it's a showcase role for her, and she does very well playing this woman who lives this life that she feels is suffocating her and is compelled to take these kinds of risks. What's interesting to me about this year is this feels like the year of the woman on television. We have a lot of series that feature complicated, often troubled women. Series like Glow, which is another series on Netflix that premiered last week. Big Little Lies on HBO. Harlots, a great new series on Hulu. And Hulu also had The Handmaid's Tale, which was a great series. So we've had a lot of great series with great female characters that also involved women in executive producing and as creators. And so last year, we saw a lot of great roles for people of color. I think this year, we're seeing a lot of great roles and empowerment and agency for women in television. And it's brought us some great television, and it's too bad that Gypsy couldn't meet that mark.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.